with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus departed from there and went to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not a carpenter, the son of Mary? And the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you.
There was a day someone came to me and was telling me that he doesn't know why the mother, because the mother was elderly, the mother would always scold at him whenever he does something, maybe a little mistake. But when the other brothers do something, the mother would not talk. But if he does a little mistake, she will scold and she will scold and she will scold. I told him the story of my own brother. I remember growing up, whenever my senior brother does something, my dad will be angry. He will scold and scold. But when we do the same thing that he did, our own, his anger will be a little bit. So one day I asked my dad, "Why is it that whenever my brother makes a little mistake, you scold at him so intensely?" And he told me that he does that because he wanted him to be a man, so that if he is not there, he will now take charge of others. And this connects to today's first reading that says, God scolds someone he loves. That God chastises the people he loves. You know, at times we keep complaining, "Oh God, why this, why that? I am punished more than others." Today's first reading reminds us that God chastises those he loves because he doesn't want us to make mistakes. He wants us to sit up and remain focused. In today's gospel, Jesus was surprised at the lack of faith of his people because they never accepted him, because they never believed that the son of a carpenter will be doing such mighty deeds. My dear friends in Christ, today's gospel reminds us to be very, very watchful and careful not to be biased by the things we see, not to be clouded by our personal feelings about things. So many people could not be healed because they never expected that a carpenter, that the son of a carpenter would be the Messiah. They never expected that someone who came from their own generation, from their own village, from their own city, will be the savior of the world. They were interested in the messenger and not the message. Today, Jesus wants us to concentrate on the message and not the messenger. Because when we concentrate on the messenger, we might lose it. But on the message. Because the message is God. But when we tend to concentrate on the messenger, we become distracted and we become disconnected. So let us pray today that God will give us grace to always remain focused, to always remember that He chooses the people He wants to communicate to us. It is God's prerogative. So we should concentrate on the message He is giving to us and not the one delivering the message.